continue along with your remarks about your most important contributions, and I'll start picking up while you go.
Okay. All right, well, I think the FG method has been most quoted. The Stark effect microwave spectrometer is certainly, in a sense, been widely used. On the other hand, I have to say, if I hadn't, if Hughes and I hadn't done it, somebody else would have very quick soon. And in fact, some other people did. They just didn't push it, didn't do anything about it, the Westinghouse people. But still, that's what people use today, mostly. Although not quite exclusively. The intensity in the infrared was I think we did a paper on intensities in the microwave, not as useful as the, not as good as the intensities in the infrared, and that is important because it's more obvious. We pushed a lot for double resonance of various kinds in the microwave business. And I'm still pushing for double resonance. I think it's a great thing. And the students did a lot of the theory that was needed to get the most out of the microwave spectra. And remember John Bragg worked on the quadrupole, nuclear quadrupole interaction. And Sid Golden worked on the dipole moment determination. And
what the paper on Stark effect, with asymmetric odors.
Well, that was the one with Howard. You mean the basic? I think so.
Oh,
on the
microwave.
Well, on the dipole moment. That termination dipole moment. Well, what he got was the effect of an electric field on the spectrum, that's right. Well, that was an important, that's been quoted a great deal, and it's used a great deal. You know, all these things, after a while, they look sort of evident. You want to say that's obvious. Well, it wasn't obvious back then, what I would say was that at this point, in these effects like the quadrupole and the electric field and centrifugal distortion and a number of other things, owe a tremendous amount to the students who often took the lead. Now, internal rotation is a good example. Because Dudley Hirschbach wrote the definitive work on that. We've been playing around with it in various ways, as you know very well. It's customary nowadays to get up and say how much you owe your graduate students, but I think we're all in the same boat to varying degrees, but when you look at what has happened to my former graduate students, how could one fail not to be responsible for tremendous good work when you have students like that to do it?
Did you anticipate that Dudley Hirschbach was going to win a Nobel Prize?
No. I knew he was just about the best student I'd had. I knew that all right. He was as a student, terrific. You know. Well, I'm getting nervous because I don't want you to miss your cab. And
well, I think we have done as well as we can.
I think
it's been a delightful interview for me.